The situation in Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo is deteriorating sharply, resulting in serious human rights violations and abuses such as summary executions, including of children, and conflict-related sexual and gender-based violence. There have also been attacks on hospitals and humanitarian warehouses, as well as threats against the judiciary. Our office has confirmed cases of summary execution of children by M23 after they entered the city of Bukavu last week. We're also aware that children were in possession of weapons. We call on Rwanda and M23 to ensure that human rights and international humanitarian law are respected.
Between 10,000 and 15,000 people have crossed into Burundi over the last few days, fleeing escalating tensions and violence in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. The majority of those arriving are Congolese, mainly from the Bukavu area in South Kivu, where the situation is deteriorating. A smaller number of Burundian nationals have also returned to their country, fleeing the clashes. The situation in the eastern DRC remains extremely challenging and fluid, with recent clashes in South Kivu forcing more than 150,000 people to flee. At least 85,000 of these individuals are living in newly created spontaneous sites for internally displaced people, where basic services such as water, shelter, and access to health are in extremely short supply. Once registered, refugees are relocated to transit centres where UNHCR and our partners are providing life-saving supplies, including food, clean drinking water, and essential health services. However, overcrowding in transit centres, with some currently hosting up to four times their initial capacity, is becoming a major concern, and resources are stretched. And that's heightening tensions among the arrivals. The new influx joins the 91,000 refugees and asylum seekers already in Burundi.